But I wonder if someone could help us. Now here we saw features. Now the step is going to be taken. But yet there is the thought of redemption that comes before that. So I'm wondering if somebody could help us, because that seems to me it's a theme in the scripture, that someone has to pay price to obtain the bride. So I'm wondering if the brethren could help us in that regard. So would you say, Brother Kevin, that there is the idea of death that takes place? And I'm wondering what this thought of death in a moral way, in a spiritual way, might speak to us as we are looking to get into such a relationship.
But do you think, John, in this portion, that this blood of midnight that's brought in, it's at midnight that Boaz wakes up and there's a woman at his feet. So here, with Adam, he was put to sleep, as you said, here at Boaz, he fell asleep. And it's interesting, he was made merry and then he went to sleep. And I thought, the Lord Jesus, for the joy set before him, the joy of the cross. And so Boaz was merry and he went to sleep. And he wakes up at midnight, middle of the night, and there's the bride, his bride, laying at his feet.
It's interesting, a lot of single men are not saying much. I understand. But I just want to say this. I think the thought of death is very important. Adam fell asleep. We have heard about Isaac. In a type, he had to put to sleep in a type. The Lord Jesus loved the assembly and gave himself for her. And this is where the exhortation comes, especially for young men. You know, when somebody is dead, and morally you die for all the things of this world, your eyes open, I'm talking now as to the relationship, your eyes open only toward one person, that you always have to keep in mind when you enter into this relationship as a husband, that, you know what, Satan is going to bring temptations. Don't kid yourself. That, you know what, nothing's going to shake me up. He will bring temptations in your way so that you will fail to dishonor what marriage is all about. Marriage is all about who? Me and Carol? Wonderful, I love her to death. But my relationship with her, it's all about Christ and the assembly. And Satan will love to destroy this testimony of Christ and the assembly. So he will try to bring temptations in your way. But you always have to remember that I am dead. But I'm only alive to one person, and that person is my wife. So that when the temptations will come, look, I'm dead. I don't see anything except that person. I don't hear anybody except this person. Nobody attracts my heart, no possible, except that person. That is to say, I apply the sentence of death morally, so that nothing around me will affect and tempt me to break the marriage relationship and just focus upon this wonderful bride. You know, it is amazing, it is based on love. I am always touched with Jacob. Jacob for 7 years, and then another 7 years. But you know what the scripture says? They were only like just a few days. I find it very hard when people in their early relationship, hi honey, hi sweetheart, how are you? And then a few years from now, oh, she's my wife. Where is the honey? Where is the sweetness? But in Jacob's eyes, the relationship was always so fresh, so loving. And that's what you need to enter into. Don't let the enemy make it stale. You have to enter into this relationship as something motivated by love, something that is fresh, and something that you have to apply the sentence of death so that nothing will hinder your relationship with your wonderful bride or with your wonderful husband.